Hi, my name is Amber Beltran, and today I'm interviewing Betty and Clyde Hill on their 1960s fashion.
I'm Betty Hill, and I'll try to answer all I can remember. Some of them was walk.
And I'm Clyde Hill, and I'll try to remember all that I can. And
could you describe what type of clothing you wore in the 1960s? What do you remember wearing?
Well, I wore overall pants with a white string in the back, like a shoe string, and flannel shirts, or like a t-shirt with stripes around the sleeves and things like that.
I wore a skirt with a sweater or a nice blouse.
Okay. And I know there was an enormous change in fashion from the 1950s to the 1960s. How did you feel about this change in clothing?
Not really a lot of difference. I think all the girls, if one changed to a new style, the other girls tried to follow and stay in fashion.
And we wore penny loafers for shoes, and then some of them wore the square toe boots.
So what do you think your favorite garment was, and why was it your favorite garment at the time?
I guess the skirts and the sweaters. Of course, we also liked the little pants that come down.
Like crop pants.
Yeah, the crop pants. And we also liked the penny loafers. The Oxford. Brown and white shoes.
Yeah.
We liked those pretty good.
Did those have heels on them? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we wore them with socks. Oh, yeah. The little white socks come up just barely above your ankles.
Did you have a favorite outfit, Clyde? No. So did you guys have access to a television, newspapers, magazines, or any other types of media?
I had TV.
Okay.
TV.
Do you remember seeing any shows or advertisements on the TVs or, like, the newspapers and stuff?
No, they didn't advertise clothes too much back then.
Okay.
Like we do. I guess it was more mouth-to-mouth girls talking, you know, and getting together.
And do you think your style was influenced by the media or, you know, what other people told you about?
What people showed you. Me, anyway, that was my idea.
What about you, Clyde?
And you'd see some on TV, you know, and get out from there.
Do you remember any actors or actresses that were really popular around this time? Like Audrey Hepburn?
Yeah, we remember Audrey.
Yeah, and
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe. John Wayne. Yeah, we like Westerns. We like those pretty good.
And the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger.
And do you think that seeing those shows or, like, movies and looking at these actors and actresses influenced your style, your fashion?
Yeah, some it did. And I know they had Lashley Lou on there, you know, they carried a whip, and Roy Rogers and Gene Autry.
I was trying to think at that time.
It's okay if you can't remember. So, do you think your professions or your beliefs influence what you wore? Like, maybe you believed that people were, like, needed to be more modest or something like that, and you wore clothing that represented that, or you worked in the coal mines, right? Do you think, like, maybe your fashion was influenced by that?
Well, you know, if you seen somebody wearing something that you thought looked nice, you'd go get it, you know, if you could find it. Now, mostly what we wore were just overall pants and flannel shirts and stuff like that.
Comfier styles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I always wore modest clothes. I knew they were, you know, real short shorts or something like that. I always wore nice shorts. I never did wear short skirts. I like that.
So my next question is about Vietnam, and I want to know if the war in Vietnam affected how you or those around you dressed or how you thought about clothing, like maybe if the economy wasn't all that great during this time, or an example would be like the hippies, how they kind of protested against the war.
Yeah, well, really, I didn't think that people, you know, they ought to support the soldiers and not protest and cause divisions because it hurts the people that's fighting the war, is my feeling on it. And I believe you ought to always support your country.
But do you think that affected, like, the war itself, do you, and everything surrounding it, do you think that affected how people dressed?
Well, it's a possibility. I don't really know.
I mean, like, in this area, if you remember, it's okay if you don't. Like, do you remember seeing hippies around?
Oh, yeah, I've seen hippies and seen, yeah, they dressed different than we did.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, they have long hair, and some of them had big sideburns. And I guess I never did go for that, though.
So there was also the rights for people of color and for women around this time. So do you think that these movements may have affected your personal fashion or the people around you as well? And you can kind of answered a little bit of this. You didn't wear like the shorter skirts or that sort of thing. Did you maybe wear pants or anything like that?
Oh, I wore long pants. I wore pants, but I don't think it was.
It wasn't because of the movements.
Movements, no.
Okay. I only have a few more questions left.
Okay.
So, do you remember seeing any protests around the area?
Oh yeah, we've seen protests.
We've seen protests.
Okay, can you describe some of these?
Well, you know, people just get out and say this against war and. You know, holler and stuff, mm-hmm. and yeah, there's protest.
Protest.
And did anything stick out about what these people wore that was maybe different from what you wore or what other people wore?
No, I didn't pay any attention much to the difference.
And then we have a few questions about space exploration. What were your thoughts on space exploration at the time?
Well, I thought it was a good idea to explore space, and but you know, there's some of the older people didn't think that it's really going to the moon. My mother thought that there's a landing that spaceship in the desert. So she said she didn't believe they went to the moon.
Yeah. It was hard for the older, real older people to think that anything like that could go on.
Well, they said, you know, they said that. You couldn't go to the moon, you know. They didn't think you could. Like somebody born around 1900, they didn't think that they could go to the moon. But I thought it was a good idea to explore space and, you know, and got the satellites up and stuff so that we'd know what's going on and about the weather and everything and where you could have TV off of them and keep up with the events that's going on.
And so, do you think the space age influenced what, like, maybe what you saw in magazines, like, advertisements or, like, commercials, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think it influenced it.
Did you see, like, maybe for women, I guess, like, futuristic sort of styles come into play for men as well? Like, metal and,
Well, yeah, it had to influence things. It had to influence a lot of things in the country all the way around because it changed a lot of things.
So I thought of one more question to ask you guys. Did you see a big difference in fashion from the start of the 1960s to the end of the 1960s, around the 70s?
Yeah, you can see a big change.
See
a
big change.
And could you describe some of those changes?
Well, they just made the clothes different and like them Levi's and stuff we wore, they had big legs. They weren't exactly bell bottoms, but maybe in the last of the 60s it was. Mm-hmm. And then some people rolled them up and they put their cigarette ashes down in them, you know, when they smoke, which I never did smoke. The shirts design changed some and coats.
Materials got better. Just fabric and everything changed, you know, just better all the way around.
Went a lot of polyester.
Went a lot of polyester, right?
No yarn.
Did you see a difference in, like, the colors of fabrics?
Yeah, you can see the, made it brighter.
Brighter. Just a lot
and
of
more colors.
Yeah.
More colors and more prints too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really enjoyed my time interviewing you too.
Well, it was good to be here.
Enjoyed it, Dawn.
Not used to that, but we're glad to do it though.
Thank you so much.